It's GA and Scooby Squay, and we're live in the truck in the DQ drive through. And we just got food for four, and that was $41. So, not sure how I'm going to pay for that, but wasn't expecting that kind of price. But it is after school, end of school year. Scooby Squay's been out for a day already. How'd that feel?
You know, like one of those days when you stay home sick. That happens a lot to me.
Yeah, you get the sniffles a lot, but that's because you're blessed to be smart enough to get away with it. I had to go every day, mind you.
Aw. But you got into the special class, right?
It was remedial reading, and Mrs. Remus really helped me along.
Ah, Mrs. That's Remus.
Why I became the gifted broadcaster I am today. Gifted former broadcaster I am today. Okay, so we got a lot to cover on the show tonight. I want to cover... the salad guy. The guy with the salad, plastic salad bowl on his head walking backwards with track pants on in traffic here in our undisclosed city. And it's quite a hit around the office. I took a picture of him because I was at the light. It wasn't dangerous driving. Stopped at the light. He came across the intersection and then down the sidewalk continuing his mission. And I kid you not, walking backwards. And he had what looked to be like a plastic salad container on his noggin. And I'm not sure what the whole mission is, but Sparky's going to Google and we're going to figure it out. Hart is on the radio. I don't like Hart that much right now. Something else. No. Oh, that was a giveaway. Oh. Crapradio.com. Oh, French. No, we're not.
I got it.
CBC. What's on CBC?
Looking at the weather for the city of Calgary tonight.
Okay. Forget it. Abandon ship on the radio. Nothing's good on the radio, so you might as well listen to our podcast.
Nothing good there either.
All right. Dare me to honk the horn?
No. Don't do that. I'm here too.
Ready?
Stop.
And now a scene from last week's It's a Show.
You can vent your can too, you know.
Girls can't.
You're gonna vent your can.
What are you talking about?
Vent you gotta pop. Okay, so you turn the tab, right?
Yeah.
You see that little nipple? That little nipple?
Where did this come from? The nipple.
It. Okay, put it careful. Cause
what do I do with it?
Careful. So you gotta line it up. Then you gotta press down so it pops the vent.
Don't crush the can. Spill. I got my new chinos on. I'm a businessman. I got business pants.
Oh, there you go. And now it's supposed to be easier to pour.
Seriously, when did this innovation come to the beer world?
This is it. Welcome to episode 27 of It's the Show. I'm GA.
Sparky is here.
And Scooby Sway.
Whoa. Scooby Sway checking back in.
Ring the bell for this joyous occasion.
Please stop.
And don't mind if I do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Now, speaking of cans, here's something that happened to Scooby Squay and I just recently. We have been mowing the lawn, and Scooby has been doing a great job of that. Perhaps you've heard him do it live on last episode. The garage is pretty full of crap still, and it doesn't matter how many times I clean it up, it still
accumulates,
fills up.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, maybe all of these cans, these recycled cans, and there were many. How many bags would you say, Scoob?
Eight-ish.
8 to 12, I would
right,
say.
Yep.
Lined up around the side of the garage. And every time we mow the grass, we have to move them over to the neighbor's property line and then mow and then put them back. And then the next day, there were no bags of cans there.
Oh, you got swamboozled?
Somebody came on our property.
They cashed it in.
And those cans were going to be...
Yeah.
I was going to buy Scoob a nice graduation present for grade 9. A little present.
Okay.
Seriously.
This is a thing? The whole graduating to grade 9 to high school, that's a thing? That's a deal?
No, he didn't do a grade 9 grad or anything. But I just remember, and this is how bad of a parent I am. When I was young and grew up on the farm or whatever, mom and dad always made sure on report card day, the last report card of the year, if we passed,
mm-hmm.
we would get something cool.
Well, that was nice of them.
Like one time I got a jackknife. One time I got a bike.
Oh, ooh, wow.
And what did you get this year, Scoop?
Squat.
No, taking it to the IOU bank.
Is there any way we could slide that window open just a
hair? You betcha.
Oh, yeah. We've got all the modern amenities.
We enjoy the ambiance. Yeah.
There's a couple of ladies down there who are transplanting plants, and they're having quite the conversation.
I've never seen them before, to be honest with you.
Maybe they're stealing plants like they stole my cans. Maybe they stole the cans.
The can those stealers. Tips. Oh,
busted
man.
Busted mystery wide open.
Busted mystery.
Good job, Freddy.
Okay, Shaggy, shut up.
References are lost on me. Have not seen the movie.
Oh, these guys, I don't know reference. What this generation loves this Scooby-Doo. And it's the lamest cartoon.
Isn't it like from it was popular back in the old days. Now it's, I think, popular again.
Mm.
I didn't pay attention to it then. I'm not going to pay attention to it now.
And same with Doctor Who with me.
The Doctor Who thing, yeah. It's crazy.
Okay, Scooby-Doo is great. Nostalgia thing for me. But Doctor Who, I just tried the first episode. All my friends love it. Well, I shouldn't say that. All my nerdy friends love it. I think it's okay.
The TARDIS.
You and your sister watch that thing relentlessly.
Doctor Who?
No, well, when Graham and Grandpa are there, yeah.
No.
For some reason, the octogenarians are hooked on Doctor Who, too.
Wow. Yeah, I was never watched it before last night.
You want me to look that up for you, that word?
Octogenarians? No.
How do you spell that word? Never mind looking it up.
Octogenarian. O-C... Okay, we're not going to do it. I could do it if I wanted, but I'm not going to. Sparky, if I say the name Jose...
8-year-olds.
What?
Octogenarian. Is it an 8-year-old?
As in an 80-year-old?
It's old, old people.
But like octo.
Yeah.
All right,
he's done. Breaking down the word now.
Okay, Sparky, if I say the name Jose Pekerman, what do you think of?
No idea.
World Cup soccer. Apparently this guy, can you Google him, Jose Pekerman?
Because
I haven't watched a single match.
No, I watched 5 minutes in a waiting room somewhere. Where was I recently? And it was on the screen.
God, that's crazy.
Jose.
Can you cut out these burps? Because
you're a business person now. You have to be professional. Is it Jose Morjonio?
No, Pekerman. I'm not even kidding you.
Peckerman,
like the thing. No,
Pekerman.
Look it up on a Dickopedia.
Right there.
Dickopedia.
Colombian coach Jose Pekerman avoids Luis Suarez. He's the biter,
The biter. Yeah.
The Luis is the biter.
So we got the Pekerman avoided the biting, which was probably life's.
Oh, jeez.
This show's going to hell in a handbasket. Look at him. He looks serious. He's a weird looking dude.
Yeah.
Colombia coach Jose Pekerman avoided questions about Luis Suarez, ducked any assessment of the striker's punishment, and didn't mention his name ahead of Saturday's World Cup. Yeah, he got suspended forever.
Cheering for Greece, if we're being honest.
Yeah, Greece is doing... What's the deal?
I think Greece is out.
They got nothing else to live for.
Is Greece done? I thought Greece was done.
No, I thought they were still in it today.
Well, I have no idea.
Okay.
I try to pay attention, but I don't care.
I don't really care.
World Cup, anyone care?
It's boring.
You know, I actually asked this question. I can't speak today. I got to be honest with you. This week has been the longest week from Wedding Palooza. I am running on 20% energy. We'll get into that in just a few moments. But okay. I asked somewhere on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ishishowpod, about World Cup. And it feels like it's been on forever. Was it before Father's Day or after Father's Day?
I think it was right just after Father's Day.
Just after.
Yeah. Because it goes for quite a while. It's like the Olympics. Reach a new milestone, 100 likes.
Trying.
Dared to dream.
So I posted on June 12th, World Cup. Anyone care? And 3 comments from our faithful fans.
Come on, England. I'm a dreamer.
I think England's out, though. So sorry, Rob.
Rob, Dan. And then Miles Peak, who just happens to be my boss.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Biggest sport in the world, of course.
Of course. Doesn't say who he's cheering for. And then Wayne says, huge event, would love to be there. Wayne is one of our active participants. Do you know Wayne?
I do know Wayne.
We need to award him gifts, I think.
Wayne needs a shirt. It would have to be double XL because this guy is one huge man. Not fat, but he is NFL, NBA size.
We need him on our team.
He's huge.
So, yeah, World Cup, it's going to go on for another probably 2 months.
Okay, so we'll do more updates as they become available to you, the consumer. I don't know. Everybody knows about it. At my work, my new place of doing business, they pick their country out of a hat, and then they all support, and then they have facts about their country and their team.
Fun.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. That's a good way to attack it, right? But I came sadly about a week and a half too late, so I didn't get
to participate.
So I don't have any fun at work. But that's okay.
You should just cheer for your own team. Go Canada!
Yeah.
Just wave that flag.
By the way, going back to college has been hard on the brain. There's a lot of studying to do, eh?
Well, especially I wasn't when
prepared.
You go, yeah, from something that you've done for the last 25 years, probably in your sleep, to not doing that anymore. It's something different.
There's a lot of folders and binders to read, a lot of procedures, and I got in trouble already.
Oh,
because and I'm going to tell this story on here because I think I have immunity on the podcast. But this is a post-secondary institution I'm working for. A very cool place. I love it there. But I was in the, they have a trades and technology wing, and that's kind of where we're housed, whatever. And they have like some washrooms there and whatever. And I go in the morning for,
of course,
download, daily download. And yeah, there was a guy having troubles, like two stalls down. There was drinking and having a party. There was, he was throwing up and the other, which is going around.
At the same time?
Yeah. And I'm not sure where the mouth stuff was going to, but it was happening hardcore. And I was crouched down. I was like, and I wasn't feeling 100% that day. And I had yogurt and berries for breakfast. And I'm, it's churning. And I'm going,
it's bad
yogurt.
I was
just about to, and then I had to abandon ship. And then I'm going, I have to wait here until this is over because I don't know what to do. I don't want to run into this guy because it's going to be horrible. So I waited out, and finally he get. And I mean, these were exorcisms. And then I go out, and there was not a trace of any shrapnel anywhere.
Maybe it's the dry heaves.
So I mentioned this on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, kind of esoterically, like, you know, not in detail. Just try and set the scene, or maybe it was Twitter. And then I get the email, like, I mean, not more than 5 minutes later, that says, hi, Greg. It's good. It's so good that you're active on social media.
Oh, no.
Here's the policy book.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so I don't think they want people talking about washrooms on the thing.
That's awkward. Mm-hmm. I tweet all the time. There was a paper shredder incident at work. You are familiar with the paper shredder, right?
Yeah.
They say you could put 12 in, 12 sheets at a time.
Mine never works.
What's the most you think you could put in?
Probably 8, 6.
I would say Scooby Sway is holding up 3.
Yeah.
3 to 4 at the most. So I walk over to the paper shredder because I want to use it. And it looks like someone's shredding a book.
Yeah.
Jams it right up. And that's how I found it.
And leave it.
They just left it. They left it.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, someone at work has never used a shredder before. Here's the deal. The compartment, the shreddage holder.
Full.
Full.
That's what happens to me. And then I clean it out.
Dump it out. Yep. The thing works again.
You pull the stuff out like spaghetti.
It's like, come on, we're professional adults. All here's I the want thing.
You know what? Sorry about your heartache, and I've had that too. And people aren't very considerate sometimes, and they should be. But here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunity. We start our own shredder company with industrial size, like big teeth shredding. Like,
yeah, they've got those things.
Master shredder, we could call it.
We could tip our hat into that pool.
You got an eyebrow raise.
Shredder. Reminded me of something that pissed me off earlier this weekend.
You can't say pissed me off on the podcast. That's not good.
Very sorry.
So what?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Michael Bay, second trailer came out.
And?
It's ridiculous. Shredder's a transformer.
No, he's not. He can't be.
I thought you were going to say a transvestite. I'm going, oh my God.
It is 2014. Anything can happen.
No, but seriously, Michael Bay has probably, you know, he should be arrested for killing our childhood. Transformers and then Turtles.
Sparky's got the SARS.
I got this thing.
You got the SARS, man. Pound that beer.
It's a scratch that's there that won't go away.
I should have hit the rum cell because the rum would have.
I need rum. What is that flyer good for? Another week?
I think it's good for today for sure. Oh, tomorrow.
Better be for another day or so.
I got a 12-year-old birthday party to propose tomorrow. So
you're
going to
need some rum.
I'll be going to get
better stock up.
What's that say? Pirate's Grog rum. Oh, that's from the old days.
Oh, I got to send them some stuff. Where are you seeing this?
Right here on the panel
right here,
right there.
Oh, because they followed me on my personal account, Pirates Grog Rum. They are a new rum from Honduras, hitting the world market as we speak. So they're new, as are we. Hashtag we love rum. So they followed me, and I was like, hey, maybe they could
send us a bottle.
Yeah, and they know I like the stuff. I don't know if I like their stuff, but I like stuff in general.
Yeah.
And so they said, ahoy, send me, am I? Send me? Might be a language barrier.
I think maybe it was a typo.
info@website.com. So I haven't done it yet.
So send them the just cut off the press kit. You got the press kit like half built.
Send the
stats. Just send them the half that's built. And then they're not going to know when the rest is there.
As long as you're signing off on it, ring that bell.
Ring that bell. It's good. Signed off. Consider it done. Oh, boy. Yeah, Sparky's been building a press kit for the show.
The last year and a half?
But it looks pretty sexy. It's going to be awesome. Like, these things take time.
Oh, this whole empire is taking time.
I know.
There ain't no time to be had, let me tell you.
Okay, so to that end, I had a phone conversation with G Fark.
Yeah, oh, yes.
And he's generally in the Toronto metro area, but he was in Montreal with a girl.
Yeah.
A lady friend.
Celine Dion? And if you
And he's been working on, so do you understand what he does? Because he's working with this Lush magazine.
I have no idea what he does.
And he's putting together the big deals. He signed a $5,000 sponsorship to this thing or whatever. Oh. And he was working on this deal, I guess. But I don't know exactly what he does, but he's going to help us. And he's still committed to helping us. He's just been busy with the magazine.
Which is fine. We've all been busy.
I've been busy. I said, as long as you're still on it,
yeah.
We're still on it. We've been having conversations about moving the show forward. And building the empire.
His emails are very entertaining to me because I'm more of a get to the point kind of fella.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me what
he likes to write a novel.
Yeah. Oh, he's good. He's entertaining. I just got one recently, and he says, "So what's the point, really? What is the point, really?" That's good stuff.
Fark out.
Get the fark out. So the long week that has been and continues to ruin my life because I haven't caught up on sleep yet. I had the big summer wedding last weekend. My cousin Lisa and her now husband Jason tied the knot. I gotta say, there was a lot of late nights, and emceeing a wedding is stressful as sin. I don't know how people do it on a regular. Like, I don't know if I want to say yes next time because I was sweating out of all my pores. I was on the clock all the time, making announcements, trying to make awkward jokes in the dead spots, and it was.
Oh yeah,
it was. Interesting.
That's been my life.
It's been interesting.
Stressful, man. And I just did
your big
commencement speech for the grads in a small little town, tiny little town, awesome grad class, full of personality, good looking people. They all look like just amazing. One guy, I said we have the same nickname in high school, the hair, and I was like doing hair.
You had the hair was a nickname?
Yeah, the hair.
This was never brought up before.
It's not true, but I said it anyway because this guy had killer hair. Anyway, these guys are amazing, and I stressed out about that speech more than any other speech because it's real people, personal, up close.
Oh, yeah. And it's not a big day for them.
Yeah, it's not like a bunch of guys in suits. It's not a corporation thing, which you can always pull off gags for that. And so, it turned out very well.
Was their video of this event?
Should have been.
I would have liked to, I think, hear or seen this moment. I don't know. Speeches are, I find, in those situations very... I like them. I like them a lot. So I'm just curious. That's all.
I think the thing is, when you go in there, I was nervous off the top because I didn't know anyone in there. And then I was sitting with the teachers, and the teachers are not really conversationalists with other people. They're more with each other.
For sure, yeah.
So finally, I got led into the conversation and became a little more comfortable because I'm sitting there having dinner with people I don't know and trying not to interfere with stuff. There were other addresses to the grads and everything, and I got a feeling of some of the grads' personality, which I picked up on, and I was able to use some of that in my speech and just modify it a little bit. But I think it was... I think they got the point. Basically, I said one foot in front of the other, no secret to life. You know, if you get down, get back up.
Oh, exactly. And there's going to be ups and downs, and there's going to be struggles, and struggles
are
real.
If you're failing, I said that means you're succeeding because, you know, you're trying. You're going for it.
Oh, exactly. I got back to Westlock on Friday night. Dad and I went and set up camp at the hall. And good thing we did because we were sweating. There was mosquitoes like you wouldn't believe. And we didn't get back into town till midnight. I still hadn't finished my portion of the MC program.
Right.
Wake up Saturday morning, 8-ish, just hammering that out. Got to get ready. We leave for the church at noon. Ceremony was at 1. And it was pretty much go, go, go until we shut her down about 3-ish.
Yeah.
But during the church.
Pause for cool motorcycle guy.
I hate those guys.
There's not enough of those around.
But like during church, I was like, you know, the names, right? There's the names and my cousin's new last name. I want to show it to you because I want to see how you would say it just by looking at it. I made it. Oh, I got to tell you about my Jesus joke. So good.
Uh-oh.
So good. I was going to make a small town, middle of nowhere joke, but I got so nervous I completely went over it. Okay, so Allison Cornelis. That's pretty self.
Yeah,
that's
Allison pretty Cornelis. Easy.
The questions to get to the buffet line, I blew up completely. People were outraged and there was protests.
Why?
Because you're supposed to run to me to answer the questions, but people just shot up their hands. And then I said, okay, your table can go, but not the whole row. It was just a disaster.
that part of it, stay out of it.
I just didn't care.
Say, I was like, if you're going to give me an idea, I'll do it. If not, I'm staying out of it. It's so terrible.
How would you say this name?
I would say it Laren.
Yeah, it's Laren.
That's
Loren.
There's no U in there. How is it Loren?
Right? I said Loren at first, and my cousin's like, no, she'll get upset. What about Kate? This is say that last name, please.
Try it.
Sean Knetch.
Todd. Okay, this is the spelling. S-C-H-O-N-K-N-E-C-H-T. Sean Knecht. Sean Knecht.
Todd is my cousin's husband's brother. So my cousin Lisa got married to Jason Shaknick.
That's not a Shaknick.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not even close.
The pastor said it at the end of the service. I'm like, that's like I knew how to say it vaguely. Like, we don't toss that name around at the family dinner table because that's a mouthful.
Oh, my God.
So I was just like, I'm waiting to go shake their hands. And then my one cousin was a bridesmaid. And I turned to her. I'm like, Shaknick. She's like, you're right. I would just randomly say it because I was so paranoid. I was
Why
gonna F
are
it up.
Names like that? They're not even close.
And you know what I said when they walked in, making the big announcement when they walked into the reception? I said, Shitnick.
We apologize to all the Shitnicks.
So embarrassing. Like,
so good.
I saw my brother's face and I was just like, Christ almighty. Dad, my dad paid for all my drinks that night, and good thing too, because I sure needed it. I mean, it was a hoot and a holler. And if there was a barn, we burned it down, and I was hurt the next day. But like, names.
So it was Cash Bar.
Toonie Bar, which Toonie is bar. The way to
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah, that's Toonie, good.
Yeah.
Gives you defray some of the costs. That's
People
nice.
Were going all out, and we were dancing line dances and not line dances, and it was good. It was just a good time. So
I'm
still paying for that because it was like midnight, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. And then the next day I went to Michael Bublé, another 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I just haven't caught up since.
Okay, so that's the portion of the program I want to get to is the reviews. So,
yes.
So let's talk, first of all, because your concert was the... You hooked me up with the great tickets for my show, but you got to go to Bublé. So explain what happens when you come in. Was there an opening act?
There was. Naturally 7. Have you heard of these guys? They're Never. From New York City. They do a cappella. So it's all noises from their mouths.
That's awesome.
So let's play a clip of Naturally 7 so you can get a feel of what they sound like.
Higher and higher, I'm building sea. Consumed by desire, it's killing me. Like a moth to the fire, I go willingly. With windows of fame, but they can't keep me safe. So I built this wall all around me. I built this wall to surround me. I built this wall from the ground. See, sticks and stones can't break these tones. No, shut up.
So they're really cool. They're really fun. Wow, they're really, you know, talented guys. And they really played the, we're warming things up, right? We're not going to go anywhere until you're warmed up. And the people were sold to get to it. But I think they grasped their concept and they're really
Well, they must be
it.
Good. If Bublé's putting them on tour
yeah.
with him, they got to be awesome, right?
I got to say, like, I thought we were in for quite the production because you could just see the lighting rig and then the B stage at the back. Like, there was like lights outlining the stage. Like, it was just a really cool visual right from the get-go. Of course, you don't see the full stage during the opening act, but when all that clears away and Michael Bublé comes out, you get to actually see this full stage, his full band. He's got a horn section, he's got strings, the stage is all moving around, he's got lights, he's got this LED screen. I can't even explain it to you, but he's got this LED screen that is on the floor that is different panels, let's say 12 panels, columns. They will individually go up and down from the floor.
So it's an illusion.
Like it was like a wall that went up and down from the floor. It's really, I got a video that I'll post on our Facebook page. You really got to check it out. Like, this guy, Vegas style production. The guy sings like.
So he came out in the tux right off the hop?
Right off the hop.
Nice.
To Pyro. Tux sang Fever, which was a really awesome song. And he does a lot of covers, very, very into the big band, kind of Frank Sinatra-esque and whatnot.
Who wouldn't be?
And I knew that I should see this guy at some point in my life. And he's pretty big right now. I think he's as big as he's ever been. And he's been all over the world with this tour, and he's now in Canada. And it was just...
lots of humor.
So good. And the guy is funny.
Yeah.
I went with ADD Steph, and she was losing her mind. She's a bit over the top, and then she was taking it a little too far. Much.
Yeah.
But, he was funny.
Girls get giddy because he's good looking.
And I was just... so. I just sat there and smiled. Like, I had a few LOL moments, laugh out loud for the kids, and it was good. And I tried to take a few, you know, I don't want to be that guy who's like taking photos and taking videos because I don't want to live it through my phone. But I also kind of wanted to share the screen aspect. I have a little bit of audio. But yeah, his vocals at the very end, he sang, I forget what song it was, and I forget how many instruments were involved, but it went black. There was a point where the whole thing went black. It was the last song, and he is in front of the black curtain. The band is hidden away. He has no mic. He tells the crowd with his hands to be quiet, and he just sings. No mic, just sings it with his voice. He's taking out his ear monitors. And it was just a moment I've never experienced before, and it was the end.
Bottom line, with that guy's kind of music, you feel good walking out of there, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's so awesome.
And all sorts of ages, too, which is really not surprising, but I never really knew what the Michael Bublé fan was, but there was me and my flip-flops, and there was people dressed up with a good night on the town. It was just a really, really awesome awesome show. My top five for sure.
Remember that time at band camp, we were in Vancouver and we met Michael Bublé?
Do remember that time. Had no idea who he was. Love him now, but...
small, tiny little guy, right? So he's walking towards us and my wife and kids are all sitting at this coffee shop, like outdoor patio. And I see him and I go, here's Michael Bublé coming. So I give the old, hi, I stick out my hand and he jumped back like a foot because he thought I was going to punch him something. And I'm going, oh, and the guy with him was his buddy or security or something. Yeah. And he's looking at me and I said, Mr. Bublé, I interviewed you a while back and I just wanted to say hi. I'm Greg. I'm from this whatever station. And so then I said, this is my family. And then my girls are looking like, are you for real? So that was cool. And he was really nice. Shook hands. And then he kind of bolted. Get out of there. Jeez. I guess if you're at that level, you got to get out of there because otherwise you're there for an hour, right? Signing off.
Yeah, exactly, right? No, it was so good. So, so good. But before we move on to your story, because this kind of ties into your story. So I like to just sit back and let the crowds disperse. I like to go to the bathroom one last time and just wait for hopefully the trains to kind of be a little more relaxed, right? And, of course, the army. As soon as the lights come on, the house lights come on, the army comes out to tear things down and clean things up, right?
It's cool. Yeah.
Especially for tonight or that night because Cher was the next day. And then one of the usher guys, he was really cool. No one's really actually talked to me before or to us. They always want you to just get out of there for some reason. But he's like, this whole get up will be down in a couple hours. Cher's trucks are out back. They're going to load up and they're going to set Cher up and we'll be good for Cher tomorrow. And then that's going to come down. And then there's going to be Queen and Adam Lambert the next day. So three back-to-back concerts. And he's like, it gets even crazier when it's hockey season. We went from a concert to a hockey game to a something or other in the span of however many.
Oh, it's amazing, the logistics, right?
Organized chaos. And, and Steph noticed that the different crews had different color shirts on. So like Team Blue was on sound and Team Green was on lights and then Team Orange was on stage or whatever.
It's a great idea, right?
Yeah, so everyone knows and everyone has a job. They know what they're doing. And it was just really cool to, I could have watched that all day.
Those crews are all local. They don't come with Cher. They got one road manager guy and then it's all these local ninjas.
Oh, exactly.
Actually, a guy that used to teach Scooby Squay drums did that that was his big gig, was setting up and tearing down the major shows, right? Yeah, you hooked us up and it's our 25th anniversary, my wife and I, and Spark hooks us up with tickets to Cyndi Lauper and Cher. To be honest, that night there was a big do for hockey legend Brian Sutter.
Yeah.
And I got invited to that and I'm going, this is going to be awesome. We're going to have cocktails and lots of stories. It's going to be awesome. And then Teresa, because I said, Teresa got these tickets, it'd be a great opportunity for you to go with your daughter or whatever and stuff. And I kind of wanted to go, but then I'm thinking, I don't know. It's a weeknight and I'm a new job and I drive all the way 2 hours and come back and whatever. And so she goes, no, I want you to take me.
No.
So, okay. So we go. You don't have to tell me four times. And we head on down there. And, of course, we got away late. And we got there right on time to Rexall, or to the crest of Rexall.
Yeah.
And it was backed up forever and ever.
Is.
And then finally when we, it's already like 7:28 maybe, and we're just getting to where we need to turn. And then I go, it's full. Parking lot's full. Oh. We're screwed. Just, and then I'm on the wrong side to get to other parking. Yeah, I got to get away over. So I do like a nine-lane change and ran a red light right in front of the cops who were doing the thing because you got to do it. And then so I got around the block. And then all the usual places that go to secondary places that are $20 for the lot were full.
Of course.
And then all of a sudden this old guy is waving me over. Old guy.
Yeah.
Like George Burns old. And I'm going, okay. And then I turned down the seat and I said, there's no parking. What are we doing? And he's going, are you going to leave right after the show? I said, pardon me? He says, are you leaving right after the show? And I go, yeah. He goes, well, just back right in here. And then he's giving me like 2 second instructions on how to back up.
Yeah. Tight space.
In front of another car, beside another car, like so, no one can go anywhere until I get out of there. So no pressure, right? So I got that weighing on my mind. But we get in there, and Cyndi Lauper's already singing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going, and Therese and I both had to go to the bathroom from the trip because we had coffee.
Yeah.
So I duck into one of the side things because I finished peeing first, obviously. And Cyndi Lauper's got the, I'm from Queens, New York, and it's good to be here in Edmonton and all this. And I'm going, oh, my God, she talks so awesome, and she's telling stories and the whole thing. And I'm going, oh, I wish we were in our seats. And I'm trying to listen, and I'm trying to watch for Teresa come out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Whole thing. Anyway, we finally get settled, and when we go to find our seats, we find out that we are in the middle of the row. So major disruption, and these are all older people and some heavier.
And it is not easy walking in between people in the seats. There's no room.
Looking forward to that new arena where there's some room, no drink holders. And I bought 2 because, you know, you're not getting
because you're committed. Once you're there, you're there.
It takes you an hour to get to a beer, so you might as well get 2. So anyway, we get sat down, and I cannot. Cyndi Lauper had this crazy red hair, and she's a little bit bigger than she used to be. Not bad, but she kind of reminded me of Wynonna Judd, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, she's talking on stage, and I'm just loving it because it's the 80s are coming back, and she's so cool and funny, telling stories. And then she starts singing, and you're going, this woman can sing so awesome. And I got a clip. I was rolling iPhone. It's just like you were talking about earlier, Spark, is how do you reconcile when you're at this life landmark concert?
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to miss the moment, but I'm thinking about this show, and I'm thinking about, you know, family and stuff.
And you want to treasure. I look back sometimes and I smile at grainy video that I've taken at concerts before, and it takes me back to that memory.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I was like, going, okay, I'm going to roll some audio anyway because my video never turns out. And so I got a couple of clips, and here's Cyndi Lauper. Incredible, incredible. Time after time, she had the whole audience singing. Girls just want to have fun. You name it, man. Oh, money. Money changes everything. Oh,
I'm not familiar with that song.
Oh, you got to dig it up on the YouTube. We'll play a verse and a chorus because I forgot how awesome that song was. And then I'm going, yeah, I used to have that on my mixtape.
And I remember this expression all the time, and I said, no, it's not true. Money won't change anything, but guess what it does.
Tremendous warm up. Then we go, and then Therese goes, the intermission comes, lights come up. We can't believe we gave, you know, like there's no standing or there's no encores for the opening act,
right?
But there could have been because she was amazing. And so we get the break in the action. And Therese doesn't want to stand up. I go, we got to go to the bathroom again. And we got to get more drinks because this is it. So thankfully, everybody had filed out by then.
Yeah.
But we made the mistake of going up the stairs instead of down the stairs.
Oh.
And it was like we had to abandon ship and come all the way back down because there was bathroom lineup was around the arena and all that. And you know what the phenomenon was? This is new. I've never seen this happen. Women jetting into our bathroom.
I've heard of this.
Saw it 100 times. And like all the stalls were full of ladies. And then the girls coming in. Is there room? Is there room? And I go, well, it looks like it's kind of occupied right now. And then they just like, and there's guys whipping it out. And then whatever.
It's a sausage fest.
Yeah. So
it's wall to wall.
Like if you want to risk it, you come on in, ladies.
A lot of
pieces. And that happened all night long because there wasn't enough washrooms for the chicks. And the other thing, too, is you were mentioning the fans, all ages. We had all ages at the Cher concert. We also had the all types. We had a lot of the people who like to dress alternatively.
That's not nice.
Hardcore Cher fans, let's just say. And, yeah, so anyway, we get settled in there and we're all good and we got the drinks and blah, blah, blah. Things are going well. And Cher comes out and this set was spectacular.
I saw photos, yeah.
Cirque du Soleil performers are twirling from the thing and jumping and running and rolling. And she's singing like she never missed a beat, like from her prime, right? Yeah. And she's talked about how old she is. 68. Cyndi Lauper, 61. She's 68. And her face, I think, is 34-ish. But, you know, anyway, she looked awesome. Her body is still. And I don't know, like, I think they use body stockings. You know, for the, because she was half naked all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And her skin, like, it all looked good. She had the buttless costume, you know, where the butt's hanging out, she had in the 80s. She said it was the same one she wore in the video.
Oh, the turn back time?
You're probably lying, but
it was.
Like
a turn back time.
Very good, Spark. Let's roll some Cher audio because she was stinking hilarious too.
When I was putting this show together, I was very nervous because I thought, you know, it's been a gazillion years since my last farewell tour. And yeah, and I was really old then. So, you know, what will they expect? You know, how can I outdo myself? And like, I've been a transvestite pinata, I've ridden an elephant, and I pissed off half the young female singers in the universe by saying, follow this, just. My turn back time outfit. But I was still nervous because I thought, you know, what will they expect from me now, you know? What will they think? And then I thought, oh, the hell with them. I'm just going to go out in ridiculous costumes and sing and be fabulous. Something like a female version of a drag queen. Yes, I know that you guys know, the ones that know me know that this is really dark tonight. But I'm giving it up though, because I've been drinking it for far too long. I think Eisenhower was president when I started drinking. No, you could say that I've given Dr. Pepper the best years of my life. Relationship I ever had with a man, so it counts. And you know what he's giving me? He's giving me one measly six-pack, all right? That's it. And all the time I've been touting them, they've given me one measly six-pack. And the other night in Dallas, I got measly six-pack, the sequel. No, so I was doing my show, and I was trashing Dr. Pepper as usual. And but I have to look up at the skybox seats. Do you have skybox seats here? Okay. I don't know why you guys want to sit up there. You can't see shit. What's the deal? Up and I saw this huge banner that read Dr. Pepper, and I thought, I've been saying all these mean things, and I thought, oh, the hell with them, they're cheap. And so I finished my show, and I was fabulous, But then when I walked off the stage, to thunderous applause, one of my crew guys came running up to me. I swear this is true, I'm not making it up. Came running up to me and he said, the Dr. Pepper people, ooh, that's not easy to say, the Dr. Pepper people asked me to give this to you. Okay? This being the sad ass cooler. Okay. You can read it, right? Okay. All right. Not very inspirational either. It says, to share from Dr. Pepper, we love you. Okay, come on.
Not enough.
These assholes don't know the meaning of the word. No, honest to God, these guys have got a gazillion dollars, okay? And they think that that's an appropriate gift to give an icon. I think not. And thank God Jen started putting Perrier in with my Dr. Pepper, because she's kind of trying to wean me off of it. But it's really good. I mean, no, it's really good. It tastes kind of like a white wine spritzer. All right, well, it's not exactly like that. It's kind of more like a white trash white wine spritzer, but it's still not bad. Okay, it's still not bad. All right, I have to hurry up because we have to get on the show, and you're going to like it. It's really fun, you know. It really, no, if the truth be known, though, I'm a little bit old for it.
Found out next.
No, that's what people keep saying to me. Are you sure this is your final farewell tour? But you know what? There can't be another one because I'll be dead. Yeah, and some of you old fans, you might be taking the big dirt nap with me. Farewell tour, no doubt about it. It's not a joke. You can check with AARP. So I'm not kidding this time. This is really my farewell. Farewell tour. And that's honest to goodness truth. And I'm never coming back. And I swear to God, that's it.
Super funny, super talented, interactive with the audience, just like Cyndi Lauper was, and just brought you back and all kinds of great clips edited together from the Sonny and Cher show. And I was watching TV in the early, mid, late 70s and 80s and stuff. Sonny and Cher show was always on, and I just loved it because it was a variety show and they had so much fun together, even though it's documented that they hated each mm-hmm. other's guts for about the last 3-4 years mm-hmm. of the show. But Sonny and Cher, man, oh, it was great. And so there was, Sonny was on the video screen and they were singing I Got You Babe together.
Nice.
And it was really cool. And she was, I don't know, she wasn't as emotional as you would think, but she does this every night, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that. And then The Beat Goes On, also awesome.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Tomorrow. keep on marching off to war. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
You've been listening to the It's a Show 80s Concert Review Session.
Oh, Cher. You know, I kind of wish, after hearing stories, I know a couple friends who went as well. And, you know, I kind of wish that maybe I didn't share the tickets. I'm just
kidding. Absolutely, man. And I don't blame you, because, and if you get an opportunity to go again, do it.
There's no way it would have lasted past the nearest town north of here.
It wasn't the week for you, no.
No.
But, yeah. I haven't seen Buble, so you're one up on me there. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, next week is going to be interesting, because next week is Canada Day. It depends on when this actually gets posted. I'm hoping this weekend, which is currently in session. July 1st, Canada Day. So next week is Shania Twain in Calgary, which I'm going to. And right after that, after Shania in Calgary, we head off to Regina for the Craven Country Jamboree for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's Luke Bryan, Dierks Bentley, and Keith Urban. So prepare for a zombie.
Could you get hooked up with some access, like if we made some phone calls and just do an iPhone shotgun interview with somebody?
I would love access. I don't have any connections. You're the connection man in the group.
I'll make some calls. I just want to ask Scooby, would you be interested in Shania Twain at the age of 15? Do you know, like, you heard lots of her music when you were really young? But
yeah, this is a good.
She's the one that sings Don't Be Stupid, right?
That's right.
That's an awesome song, and the video is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I Feel Like a Woman, Gonna Get You Good.
Yeah, those ones. sure, I'd be interested in going.
No, like, do you like her? Do you? It's not, like, obviously one of your core artists.
I could see your passion.
You know who I heard on the way over that I really like? Not on the way over here, but the way when I was doing things today. The Arkells. You ever heard of the Arkells?
Not familiar with them.
Shania Twain received 5 Grammy Awards, Hollywood Walk of Fame. She's done it all, man.
Over
I interviewed
85 million albums. Yeah, I mean, big Vegas show right now. It's just
the coolest thing. I got to interview her in Montreal in her dressing room right before she went out on stage. That was a cool thing.
Face to face?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And like, I was, she's been on the show, and the show I used to have before and stuff, but it's always nerve wracking when you're on their turf. You're not on your turf when you're doing an interview, but she was super nice and she did a killer show that night and flying through the air. Cher, that was how the concert ended. She was on a stand up flying chair.
Really?
Basically. Yeah. Crazy.
One of the songs Michael Bublé set, he was on one of those weird, I got to show you this video, one of the weird LED screen column things. He's standing on it. Next thing we know, he's on it and he's going higher and higher and higher. And it's the climax of the song. And we're like, that was so amazing. Then all of a sudden, song ends, fireworks. We're like, whoa, and it's not even over yet. Like, it was just so good.
Fireworks in the middle of the arena.
Yeah, so good. Confetti in the middle of the show. It was amazing. Loved it so much.
Your favorite concert you've ever been to?
Top five. I don't make specific lists. Like, I can't tell you what my top five is. I think the top show I've ever been to, a lot of factors go into my rating system. Production is...
Here we go. Thanks, Scooby.
Production is number one, obviously. I'm there to be wowed. Like, I want to see amazing. I want to see amazing stage. I want to see amazing lights. It's all about the lights and effects for me. If my eyes are loving it, my ears should also love it too, obviously, because it's music. But if those two areas are top notch and there's just good show flow, the, you know, playing the hits, the songs that I like that I can groove to, then I'm a pretty happy camper. And I think the best show still to this date is the U2 360 tour, that massive stage, the massive effects in Commonwealth Stadium with all those people. What, I think 40,000 people, like, that is ridiculous. Oh, and yeah. Michael Bublé's top five for sure. Keith Urban's probably in there a couple times, at least
Keith
once.
Keith always is top.
But yeah, like, I'd have to go back and look at my concert ticket stubs and actually just, you know, I think Nickelback's in there only because they were my first real rock show. And back when they were still new, they didn't really have the fancy stage and whatnot, but it was just lots of fire. I just remember lots of fire.
See, I like the big stage productions, but I also like the intimate shows. And one of my top five is the Mavericks at the Horseshoe in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I just remember it. And they weren't even on the map yet. They were just signed to MCA and the whole thing, and we got to see the showcase. And they were just rocking out. And they did it. They played Tequila by the Champs and did a tequila break on stage, and they all had tequila
That's
shots.
So good.
It was so cool. And it was packed, and they're like jam packed. And this is the venue where the Rolling Stones always did their surprise rehearsal show before they went on tour. The Stones also in my top five. Amazing. That was a gift from my wife for my birthday when we lived in Toronto. The Sky Dome. Who else would be on there? Springsteen, obviously, is number one. Springsteen, number one.
Man, it's tough.
Because with Springsteen, you get some production value, but you get raw, gritty. Amazing.
And for me, there are certain shows that just trigger memories. I remember my first ever Shania Twain, the Up Tour. We were in the nosebleeds at Rexall, and I hardly remember the show, but I just remember that we were so high up that we probably should have just been on the roof.
Yeah.
Because that's how high up we were, but... yeah, and like, I've been to shows in Calgary. I've been to shows in Saskatoon, and it's just...
We saw Neil Diamond in the Round in Calgary.
Nice.
And we were in the bleeds for that one, but he just brought you right in there, and the whole arena sings along, Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
And if we were in the ripping off of songs mode and editing mode, we could jam this sucker with every great... How many bands have we covered in the last 5 minutes?
So many. My first ever concert, though, Merle Haggard, when Carolyn Don Johnson opened up back in the day, 2001, I think it was. Only because I really wanted to see CDJ, and I really wanted to meet her, and I had meet and greets to see her, and... didn't really care for Merle Haggard at the time because I had no idea who he was.
Oh my God,
but
man.
Looking back after I had a spontaneous interview with Merle Haggard when he was performing in Lloydminster. Yeah.
I've never interviewed Merle Haggard.
They're like, do you want to talk to Merle Haggard? I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't know what to say to the guy. God. Like, what do I...
Did you shit the bed on that?
Yeah, probably.
With a legend?
Oh. Probably, but in Sparky fashion. So it wasn't half bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't half bad. What would you ask him?
Oh, my God.
The guy barely could stay awake.
What? No, I mean, where? I had his son on my show, Marty, but I've never had the hag on. I interviewed George Jones when he was not very far before he left us. And he was still funny. He could barely, like, his voice was really weak. Hilarious, though.
Well, you know me. I get starstruck over the littlest of celebrities. Like,
yeah, I'd love to have Carolyn Don Johnson on because you'd be a mess.
I wouldn't know what to say. She tweets me and I get all excited. It feels like it's been a while since we were in the same room together. I donated blood for the sixth time. Just a couple days ago, you know, there was a big call for blood donation.
It's still on. I just saw it on Twitter today and in the newspaper, and they're freaking out.
It's the lowest in 5 years, I think, is what they're saying. So it's a little concerning. I mean, summer where things happen and they're going to need blood for sure.
There was a big, long diatribe online about, I try to donate, but they're asking me about my sexual partners and their history and I don't know, so they won't use you. And the lesbian, gay community or whatever, they won't use any of that.
Yeah, there probably could be a better way to go about getting these donations and how the process is, because you're right.
It's got
to
be safe, obviously. Yeah. You don't want to make somebody's situation worse, but it's not 1985 anymore, right?
It's 2014. There's got to be tests that they can do.
The screening process has got to have evolved since then. But
ask the questions, but like, I guess you're not going to know until you know by testing blood, right?
Yeah, take the blood, and then if it's analyze it, whatever.
If you can use it, great. If you can't, then
people are willing to help, you shouldn't discourage.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, that's the downside of everything. But I said it before and I said it again, it is such an enjoyable experience for me because I feel like I'm doing something good with my life and with society, and you just giving back in a way, I guess. But the staff at the clinic here locally, they're just super fun to be around, and the soup is to die for. It's so good.
Okay, seriously, next time you're there, record.
Yeah,
let's
I should.
Let's hear your experience giving blood on the podcast. I'd love to hear that.
That'd be fun. So I did that. If you can donate.
We'll put in the baby crying sound effect.
Give him a call. You know what's the I said this to her the other day, the nurse that helped me. I was like, because they got to tape the tubes and the whatnots to your arm. When they remove the tape and the arm hairs, I think that is the most painful part because there's like three or four strips of masking tape that they got to take off. So I was just like, you know, that hurts more than the whole process.
Why don't you just shave your arms?
That would look
That's
weird.
That's a thing.
If
you're a lifter,
it depends. Left or right, which arm do I go with? Because I've got good veins. They're juicy in either.
You
arm.
Do them both. Otherwise, you're gonna look like a real freak.
I do alternate. I alternate.
No, but I shave them both.
I like my arms. I posted our first episode finally on our business here. It's episode one, Genesis. I listened to like the first 30 seconds. God, that shit's rough.
Is it rough? Oh, no.
We had no good... Remember, it was borrowed microphones. It was the shittiest quality. We had audio problems. Remember back in the day?
No, I don't remember.
So there was a cringe.
There was a thing that came up on my app that says, on the go. It's a new thing, on the go. And
I don't know what this is about.
I think that... Because when you put the two new episodes that you posted, the old new episodes are... underneath it. So I don't know if I can slide these episodes into the on the go, or how does that work? I don't even know.
I don't know what on the go.
Because one's Genesis and what's drugged?
What?
Show drugged up.
Can we talk about grease nipples? Lame attempt at humor, swing and a miss.
All right.
I think that's when you were on SARS medication. You were all drugged. Why is that still there? That was like 20 years ago.
Three or four pieces of thin meat. Okay.
I don't know what
Where's
that
from?
That's from the Genesis episode.
I'm not familiar. Oh, add to on the go. I wonder what this is about on
I don't
the go.
Know maybe how that, it just popped up.
Maybe because you can download it. I don't know. I am trying to figure
There's
it out.
There's too many systems.
I've scrapped all the podcasts that I was subscribed to that I have failed to keep up over the last couple months.
Man, I'm freaking hot in here. I want to ask Scooby because Rooster Teeth is like, you know, our inspiration for...
You've not seen more than three Rooster Teeth
videos. No, I don't have to because I know awesomeness and quality when I see it. And these guys are geniuses and they make tons of money and they have fun and they're really good at comedy. And, it's more for gamers and all the humor is... It's pretty high level, and I understand why you like it and you watch every episode. I still cannot believe their crowdfunding campaign came up with that number in those many days. Tell us.
Yes, tell me more.
Yeah, they started crowdfunding for their new movie that's coming out, Laser Team.
Laser Team.
It's got a funny name, but it sounds really good, the plot and everything. They got, I think in 3 days, they got $1 million from crowdfunding.
How...
3 days, $1 million.
I cannot with these people. How?
We can't get 100 likes on
right?
Facebook. Like, come on. Can you tweet these guys and tell them that we're available? Like, if they tweeted about us a couple times, you never know, man. That could change lives.
Or what is the, how? What's their formula? How do they get to where they are? That's what I want to know. Like,
yeah, tell us.
Tell me the steps. How to be rich and famous and successful.
Genesis of Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, they have videos for that. You can find them.
Really? Videos on how to be famous?
No, videos on how they started.
Oh, sponsorship perks. Well, God bless them for taking their little hobby and making it to something big. That's for sure. Yeah. Oh, and please tell me you've seen the beer fridge. That was from Mind Blown Monday of this past Monday. That
heard about it. Read it. I saw it, but I didn't watch it.
I think I saw you like something or share something, but you neglect to actually dive into it.
I just do
like
that things. Sometimes.
Stop doing it. What if it's bad and you're approving it? This fridge thing, it's the...
Sometimes I share it just so I can watch it later because I'll remember it's on my thing.
The Molson Canadian fridge. It's a freaking Canadian icon.
Is it funny? What do you... Oh, you got to sing O Canada to open it.
It's good because people fail, which is a shame because you should not fail. If you live in this country...
You can't fail the
people
anthem.
People fail.
What kind of idiot fail
right?
The
if
anthem.
You live in this country, you should know. Line what? For line, tone for tone. There's no failing.
If you even got to say that, that's a fail. Seriously? Come on, people.
But in school, they switched to French.
Oh, no, that is the worst.
Joyeux, let's be honest. Whatever. No.
Yeah, je in school, they do the first part English, and then halfway through
Yeah, but you know the anthem in English.
if I'm not thinking about it, but if I'm really thinking about it, like if it's not reflex, then I might mess it up.
I think it's time for
poutine and another beer.
I think it's time for Who's Awesome, You're Awesome.
All right.
So let's do it.
Who's awesome?
You're awesome.
And who is it?
I brought up the idea of having our own It's a Show golf tournament, and Tina Tuner said, have you seen him golf? Him as in you, GA, which is...
Yeah, it's not pretty, it's a bit of a dig. It is so bad, though.
You know what?
People mock me, and they have a right.
No, and they would mock me, too, because I'm horrible, but I love it.
How about this?
I love it.
Two holes and a beer garden.
Yes.
We just get cut to the chase. Or the driving range in a beer garden. I don't care. But
I love it.
Let's do that. That'd be hilarious.
You know, one of our...
When we get famous like Rooster Teeth, that's what we'll do.
One of our only fans on the Twitter who seem to interact with us on a constant basis is Miss Kate. So
hi, Miss Kate.
She's always awesome. She commented, pretty sure you used that ABBA song already, Buckaroo. Jenny commented that it was short this week. So I think this is when you were gone and I tried to half-ass post the episode. And it's very awkward doing it by yourself.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's like... It's like what
I know what that's like because you got not your conversations
like,
are different than monologues.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. So I just spewed out some gold, which I thought was gold, but apparently was not gold.
Some of it was gold.
Some of it was I admit it was not on my game.
It does when you're the same thing. If you're doing a normal show with anybody and then one of the parties goes on vacation, it becomes a different awkward thing.
And I feel like we need to wrap with an ABBA song. I never know which song to pick, so let's take a in-house poll and throw some ideas.
What do you want, Sway?
Super Trooper.
Super Trooper.
I hate Super Trooper.
Oh, really?
Like, hey, guess what? I'm not your son anymore.
Hey, either does your Apologize. Mother know, which I played on my turntable for all my grade 7 class when I was in the school, and they all loved it, by the way, off Voulez-Vous, or Mamma Mia. I don't know which one. Which one did you play last week?
I forget. I don't think I did one last
week. We should spin the wheel of ABBA. That's what
we need
should
a
do.
Wheel.
We need a wheel of ABBA, and then we be more fair.
Scooby Sway is out of school for the rest of the season.
He's going to make us a wheel of ABBA.
Yeah, before he heads off to the farmlands of Saskatchewan.
Yeah, I'm going to Kirk Clavin's.
He's going to Kirk Clavin's for slave labor.
And who's awesome?
You're awesome.
Kirk Clavin.
Kirk Clavin's always awesome.
Fan of the show.
And maybe we'll tape, and then we'll send you back some audio from
when is this road trip happening?
The 11th of July.
Oh, that's good, because I'll be in Regina. It's
Experience
an old
Regina.
Oh, that was really, people love that song,
that
man.
That was unrehearsed.
That's
number
really, one.
That was really well done there.
Number one with a bullet in Saskatchewan.
We are not at the same time, but we are turning the It's a Show podcast into a roving Saskatchewan road trip.
So how are we going to put it together?
I have no idea. You record your shenanigans. I'll record my shenanigans when I return or... If I make it back.
If you make it back from Craven, that could be tough.
We'll piece together. It'll be like episode whatever, Tourism Saskatchewan, sponsored by Tourism Saskatchewan unofficially.
Oh, yeah.
But they should officially
sponsor. And you know what we'll do? We'll tweet them, Facebook them, and get them looped in to our gold. We'll say, look, because they have, you know what? Every time you go to Saskatchewan, you hit that one FM channel, and it gives you tourism info. Dry as a popcorn fart. Like, terrible. And can you imagine how we could rock that? Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, give us the information. We'll present it in an entertaining fashion.
When I was in Lloydminster, there was tourism radio, and I had to write it / voice it sometimes.
Well, I bet you it was better than any other then. Seriously?
Who is listening to tourism radio?
It's an accident because you hit scan and then you go, well, what the hell is this? Oh, okay.
Lloydminster has border thingies because it's on the border. Yeah. Make sure you see
we
them.
We have scuzzy bars and scuzzier bars.
So
that was funny. Tourism. If you've been to Lloydminster, it's crazy.
How old is this guy?
15.
Oh, man. When he's legal drinking age.
Take him. Let's indoctrinate him, Lloyd.
When he's 19.
Yeah.
Ezzy's. Have you been to Ezzy's?
Oh, yeah.
Ezzy's on the border.
Ezzy's when I was a boy.
Oh, man. And if Ezzy's, I don't think they're moving anytime soon because they're in the basement of a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, it's nasty business.
The toilets overflow. There is seepage everywhere. There is.
And it's awesome. And every beer tastes like there's something on the neck of the bottle.
There's a smell. There's a smell of onions because they're cooking burgers right in the boot room. So
you'll love it, man. It's the rite of passage.
Okay,
he's so enthused. Okay, so the ABBA song. We're going to go with this one.
Well, we got the intro, right? We recreated the intro. So we can just finish this conversation and then swoosh her into it.
Swooshing into the intro.
All right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Raw Random Acts of ABBA. The reason we have Random Acts of ABBA on It's a Show is because once upon a time when we paid attention to Google Analytics, we discovered that on our ABBA episode where we featured many of their iconic hits, we got a huge spike in our ratings. So that's why you're hearing ABBA every single week without fail on It's a Show.